You are listening to Classic Composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart by Joanne Matter, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Share Press. Young and Talented. Many people think Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was the greatest composer who ever lived. The name Amadeus means loved by God in Latin. Like many other musicians, Mozart began composing music when he was just a child. He went on to become one of the most famous and popular musicians of all time. His musical journey started when he was very young. Wolfgang was born on January 27, 1756. He was born in Salzburg, Austria. His father, Leopold, was a musician. He worked for the Prince of Salzburg. Wolfgang had an older sister. Her name was Maria Anna, but everyone called her Nonnerl. When Nonnerl was 7, her father started giving her clavier lessons. 3-year-old Wolfgang wanted to play too, so his father started teaching him as well. Leopold and his wife saw that Wolfgang was very talented. When he was 6 years old, he taught himself to play the violin. He also wrote his first concerto. It seemed there was almost nothing with music that young Wolfgang could not do. He was clearly a musical prodigy, as he was reading and writing music from age 5. Leopold wanted to share Wolfgang and Nonnerl's talents with the world. He decided to take the children on tour. Wolfgang on Tour. In 1762, Leopold and the children left Salzburg. They traveled all over Europe. The family visited many different cities. Wolfgang and Nonnerl gave concerts in every city. They loved to perform, and people loved to hear them play. The Mozarts also played for royalty, a great honor. They played for the royal families in France and England. Touring was hard work. The children were often paid with gifts instead of money. Sometimes they weren't paid at all. Leopold was a good teacher, and Wolfgang loved to learn. He studied the music of many different composers. While he was on tour, he got to meet some of them. Mozart was then able to introduce different musical ideas into the pieces he wrote. One of the composers Mozart met was Johann Christian Bach. Johann Christian was the son of the great composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Johann Christian and Wolfgang became good friends, even though Christian Bach was more than 20 years older than Wolfgang. A Trip to Italy. After the tour, the Mozarts went back home to Austria. Wolfgang kept writing music. In 1768, when he was 12 years old, Mozart wrote his first opera. Leopold Mozart was proud of his son. He hoped Wolfgang could get a job as a composer in Salzburg, but that did not happen. After all, young Mozart was only 12. Leopold decided to take Wolfgang on another tour. This time they went to Italy. They toured Italy between 1769 and 1771. People in Italy really liked Mozart's music. He was given many honors. He even found time to write more operas during this tour. Mozart also wrote string quartets. Quartets are pieces of music played by 4 musicians on violin, violoncello, and viola. Mozart wrote symphonies too. It seemed like there was no end to the music in Mozart's head. Now, imagine trying to write down the musical notes for opera and full symphonies. Mozart could hear a piece of music played once and then write it down from memory. Trouble in Paris. Mozart returned again to Salzburg in 1771. He was now 15 years old. Even though he was young, he got a job in an orchestra that performed for the city's archbishop. Unfortunately, Archbishop Hieronymus von Colloredo and Mozart did not get along. Mozart thought the music the archbishop wanted him to write was boring. The archbishop got tired of listening to Mozart complain. Mozart decided to leave Salzburg. In 1777, he and his mother traveled to Paris. His father, Leopold, said that in Paris, the fame of a man of great talent echoes through the world. Mozart played many concerts in Paris. He also wrote lots of new music. Mozart worked hard and earned good money. However, he spent money faster than he could make it. Mozart loved to buy nice, stylish clothes. He bought expensive wigs, and he threw big parties. Powdered wigs were high fashion in the late 1700s. Think about America's founding fathers like George Washington. Then, something terrible happened. Mozart's mother got very sick. In 1778, she died suddenly. Mozart returned home again to Salzburg. Love and music. Mozart went back to work for Archbishop von Colloredo because he needed money. Then, the two had another big fight. The archbishop threw Mozart out of the palace. Mozart was tired of Salzburg. He moved to a bigger city called Vienna. Mozart loved living in Vienna. He performed for Emperor Joseph II. Here, he was free to write music that was different than anything else of the time. Mozart could hear a tune, then play it again with many embellishments. For a while, Mozart lived with a family named the Webers. He soon fell in love with their daughter, Constanze. On August 4, 1782, Wolfgang and Constanze got married. Mozart wrote lots of beautiful music in Vienna. He wrote great operas. Some operas, like Don Giovanni, were serious. Others, like The Marriage of Figaro, had both funny and sad scenes. One of Mozart's most popular operas was The Magic Flute. It's filled with funny scenes, but has some scary parts written into it, too. Mozart wrote more symphonies and string quartets, too. In 1788, Mozart wrote 3 symphonies in just 6 weeks. No one at the time could write such great music so quickly. Mozart also wrote variations on popular songs. One of the most famous was his variation of the children's song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Mozart took this simple tune and created a fancy and amazing piece of music with 12 variations or styles. Mozart was influenced in his composing by the French conductor and composer Joseph Bologna, the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, 1745 through 1799. Bologna is today thought of as the Black Mozart, though one could also say Mozart was the White Chevalier de Saint-Georges. An early death. Mozart wrote lots of music, but he also spent more money than he earned. Mozart and his wife had trouble paying their bills. Mozart worked so hard that he got sick. It is sad that he worked himself to death. In 1791, Mozart began to write a piece called Requiem. A requiem is music played at a funeral. But Mozart never finished his work. He died on December 5, 1791. In his short life, Mozart wrote more than 600 operas, symphonies, and quartets, some of the best-known and most popular classical music. Mozart was only 35 years old when he died. Even though his life was short, he wrote some of the most beautiful music ever composed. People today enjoy and play his music more than 230 years after his death. The End. We hope you enjoyed Classic Composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, by Joanne Matter, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.